And with us in the studio this morning is County Commissioner Fritz Sabagna. Good morning, Fritz.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, we had a county board meeting on Tuesday, and a couple things I'd like to talk to you about.
Sure.
Cleveland Cliffs and the dock and the hauling was an issue, and I know can you tell me something about that?
Okay, well, Cleveland Cliffs is part owner of the Taconite Harbor facility. Elite, or Minnesota Power and Light, does the electrical generation out of there and owns that portion of it, and I don't know what kind of partnership it is, but the loading docks at Taconite Harbor are the best on Lake Superior, and the fastest that there is. They can dump off more tonnage than anybody else, and they're the most modern. And Cook County gets a taconite tax off of that, in which you get a homestead credit if you're a homestead person. Mm-hmm. I think it's $189 per parcel or per owner per person or whatever. You know, that's about what you get. It's not a heck of a lot, you know, but it helps, you know, and it helps the taxpayer in the county. And so there's always been arguments on the legislative end of it at the state level that some of the legislators from the range don't think Cook County should get that money. But the original deal was, and Taconite Harbor was established, that was signed into law many years ago, that we're in that Taconite area. And so we continue to work for Bruce Martinson and I to reopen the loading facility, the unloading facility at Taconite Harbor, and we put our buzz into the mining companies, into the legislatures, you know, that if something comes down, please let them, everybody know that we got this dock down there. Well, they know it. You know, it's with the mining companies, it's a matter of economics, yet there's politics, because they have unloading docks in two harbors, and they have them in Duluth and Superior, and they're 8 years ago or so, there was objection from the mayor of Superior that they would lose so many jobs in Superior if they started unloading in out through Taconite Harbor. Well, things have changed. 8 years later, here they've got one of the nation's largest cracking plants is being built for the oil pipeline is going to come in and deliver crude oil to Superior, and they'll make gasoline out of it. Superior's also got contracts to build an airplane manufacturing plant there. Those politics have changed, and those old arguments don't exist anymore, if you ask me. And the mining companies up on the range, which are, they're building processing plants, and there's all kinds of new technology being developed over the last 20, 30 years, especially in the last 10 years, to extract all the other trace heavy metals out of the ground that they used to just only pull taconite out of or iron out of. Now they can get the gold, the palladium, the nickel, the copper, and all this stuff. They have processes that are safe, not safe to some, but of course, and so that's the battle. You know, so when somebody, one of these companies wants to take a raw material and ship it down to Lake Superior so it gets shipped eastward, please consider Taconite Harbor, and if that happens, we might be able to create 12 more jobs in this county
that
pay $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year, you know, and that's a good base for the economy that keeps this Northland going.
So the county is keeping the dialogue going.
Yes.
Cleveland Cliffs.
Well, and other companies too, like
yeah.
I also spoke with Twin Metals people and Polymet and
yeah, Twin Metals is the one up in Ely, right? Aerial imagery. I take it you're not a big fan of this.
Well, to a point, you know, maps are nice, you know, and but to what degree how fine of a photograph does a government entity need to take of the land or somebody's property, you know, in order to do what it's tasked to do by the state, and that task is just to assess property and dole out a real estate tax for somebody, you know, and or maybe some search and rescue, build a road, grade a road, these kind of things, and we already have aerial photography in existence that shoots a map.
The issue is that it's kind of expensive, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Here's the thing, and I'll just let the public know here, is that the group, the assessor's office, the sheriff's office, the highway department, planning and zoning came in, and they, out of their budget there, they want this, what it is actually a flyby. Every 3 years, somebody in an airplane flies around, and for $187,000, they take these photographs of the areas that those different departments say, take a picture of this, because we think during the next 3 years, we will use those pictures. For what? Okay, my question was, show me a cost-benefit analysis of this, you know, that your department's putting $40,000 or $20,000 or $50,000 in for these pictures, and how could we, assessor's office, how much taxes are we going to get back out of this? Because if we're not breaking even, if we're spending more money than we're getting back in real estate taxes, why should we even consider doing such a thing like this? A 12-inch resolution versus, I think it was a 6-inch resolution, you get a better picture, but you still have to, by law, go out there and assess the property on foot. You still, when it's search and rescue, you still have to go out there and put bodies on the ground. When it's a road thing, you still have to have somebody and a surveyor standing there and a man with a shovel or a road grader or whatever. You have to do all this stuff on the ground. Planning and zoning, you still have to go out there and inspect the septic system. One more point on this is one example that one person gave me was, what's the immediacy of some of this? That person made it sound like, well, someone calls up and wants this, something like that. Well, does that mean you have to, like, jump out of your chair and send a guy in a pickup truck or someone in a car to drive up there and rectify this problem right off the bat?
Obviously, we're going to follow this in the future, and thank you for bringing it up, and we'll talk again. Okay. Fritz Sabania is a county commissioner and visits us about once a month. Talk to you again.
Thank you.